Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Friends. we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and the girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your laddie is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
All right, top of the hour. Greetings to all of our beloved BTR family. And welcome to another Tuesday edition of Let's Talk with Eric Jackson, Mr. Talk. Mr. Talk won't be joining us today, however, so I hope you guys don't mind me filling in temporarily. This is Cloud Nation broadcasting live and direct. And today's particular show is on a fascinating subject. We're going to talk about GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, healthy eating, and healthy living. Yes, yes, yes. And also, if you have anything on your mind in particular you want to talk about, it's still also an open forum format. So we open all discussion. So don't hesitate to call in 347-838-8622. That again is 347-838-8622. Press button number one to talk, and I'll definitely open the mic up for you. As you heard, we played a little music, and so it's time to hop into the discussion. And, I'm going to read a few articles, and we can get right into motion and really start to chat and everything. So I'm going to start with a fascinating article that I read. It's pretty cool. And it's called The 10 Healthiest Foods on the Planet. The 10 Healthiest Foods on the Planet. I'm definitely going to put this article in a chat room for everybody, just in case someone wants to read it. Who knows? I know there's a lot of healthy living, healthy eating people out there who love that sort of information. So it's there. The link is in the room. for you guys. And the first one that they have on this particular list is lemons. Yeah, you guessed it, lemons. And it says lemons, why they're healthy. Just one lemon has more than 100% of your daily intake of vitamin C, which may increase good HDL cholesterol levels and strengthen bones. Citrus flavonoids found in lemons may help inhibit the growth of cancer cells and act as an anti-inflammatory. One of the quick tips that they give is that you can add a slice of a lemon to your green tea or one of your different types of tea. And it says that one study found that citrus increases your body's ability to absorb the antioxidants in the tea by about 80%. Wow, 80%, that's pretty high. I'm learning something myself, you guys. That's a phenomenal number, I got to say. 80%, you guys. Woo! Now, if that didn't make you excited, you know, I don't know what will. But, yeah, that's some phenomenal news, in my opinion. I'm appreciative of that. I hope that's useful so far for you guys. Another one on this particular list, as I'm checking it, waiting for my computer to move at a proper pace. So as we wait, I just keep talking. As I said, you guys can press button number one at any time, or if you have a particular topic that is on your mind, don't hesitate. And the second one on the list is broccoli, one of my actual favorites, personally. So broccoli is, it says that one medium stalk of broccoli contains more than 100% of your daily vitamin K requirement and almost 200% of your recommended daily dose of vitamin C. There's vitamin C again. It says two essential bone-building nutrients. It also says that the same serving also helps stave off numerous cancers. And one of their quick tips for your consumption of broccoli is that is to preserve up to 90% of broccoli's vitamin C by microwaving. So it says that you should steam or boil, which holds on to a huge percentage of the nutrients, but obviously the raw, if you eat it raw, that's how you get the 100% of the vitamins, which that's no shocker to me. Now this one might surprise you guys, because it made the list. Number three is dark chocolate, for you chocolate lovers out there in the world. It says that just 1/4 of an ounce daily can reduce blood pressure. Wow. In other words, healthy individuals. So it says that the coca powder is rich in flavonoids, antioxidants shown to reduce bad LDL cholesterol and increase good HDL levels. One of their tips for chocolate and using chocolate is that you get a dark chocolate bar. It says that it contains about 53.5 milligrams of flavonoids. And it also says that a milk chocolate bar has fewer than 14. So chocolate made the list. Good for blood pressure, which is definitely interesting that chocolate makes the list. So the next time somebody tells you, put the chocolate back, you can tell them the benefits of eating that piece of chocolate. You know, for you chocolate lovers out there, who knew? The number four is potatoes, starch, another one of my faves, another one of my favorites for healthiest foods on the planet, and number four for healthiest foods on the planet is potatoes. Now, it says that one red potato contains 66 micrograms of cell building folate, about the same amount found in one cup of spinach or broccoli. And it also says that one sweet potato has almost eight times the amount of cancer-fighting and immune-boosting vitamin A you need daily. So for people who love sweet potatoes like myself, that is great news. Great, great, great news. Coming in at number five for the 10 healthiest foods on the planet is salmon for the fish lovers out there. For all my seafood lovers, salmon is coming in at number five, and it says that salmon is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, which have been linked to a reduced risk of depression and heart disease and cancer. Wow. All of these are cancer-fighting foods, people. Sounds good. And it says that a 3-ounce serving contains almost 50% of your daily dose of leucine, which may protect against Alzheimer's disease and memory loss. Wow. So many benefits of eating salmon. One of the tips they have for salmon is that to opt for wild over farm-raised. So wild is better than farm-raised, according to them, which contains 16 times as much toxic polychlorinated biophenyl, which is PCB, as wild salmon. So, that's a great, 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 great tip, in my personal opinion. Coming in at number six is walnuts. At the top, number 10, the 10 healthiest foods on the planet. Coming in at number six is walnuts. It says that walnuts contain the most omega-3 fatty acids, which may help reduce cholesterol, of all nuts. So it has more omega-3 fatty acids than any other food in the nut family, which is fascinating for you guys out there. Walnuts, yeah. I know some black walnut ice cream fans out there. So omega-3s have been shown to improve mood and fight cancer. There's that fighting cancer again, and they may protect against sun damage too. But don't skip the SPF is one of their tips. Another one of their tips for walnuts is that you eat a few for dessert. They say that the antioxidant melatonin found in walnuts helps to regulate sleep. So, wow, it also has benefits for sleeping. Another one of my favorite foods coming in at number seven on the list of the 10 healthiest foods on the planet is avocado. Now, I like avocado personally. It's good for you vegans out there and you vegetarians. Then you feel me. You understand. Avocados are rich in healthy, satisfying fats, proven in one study to lower cholesterol and by about 20%. And it also says that one has more than a half of the fiber and 40% of the folate you need daily, which may reduce your risk of heart disease. There's that benefit again to prevent heart disease. And don't we know how important it is to prevent heart disease in our communities? So it also says that a good tip, one of their quick tips, is adding it to your salad can increase the absorption of key nutrients like beta carotene by 3 to 5 times compared with salads without this food. Avocado is another one coming in at number 8. Now, this one is very popular with people. A lot of people already know this has been a home remedy in many of our families many times over, and particularly also in the Greek community. The Greek community loves this particular food. And coming in at number 8 from the 10 healthiest foods on the planet is garlic. Yes, garlic. That's right. It says that garlic is a powerful disease fighter that can inhibit the growth of bacteria, including E. coli. And it also says that allicin, a compound found in garlic, works as a potent anti-inflammatory and has been shown to help lower cholesterol and blood pressure levels. One of their quick tips is that that you crush your fresh garlic. They say that crushed fresh garlic releases the most allicin. Just don't overcook it, is what they're saying. And so garlic exposed to high heat for more than 10 minutes, they say, loses important nutrients. Coming in at number nine on this incredible list of the 10 healthiest foods on the planet is one of my favorites, not just because Popeye likes it, but because I like it, is spinach. Yeah. So spinach, they say, contains lutein and zeaxanthin, two immune-boosting antioxidants important for eye health. And it also says that recent research found that among cancer-fighting fruits and veggies, spinach is one of the most effective. Wow. One of their quick tips for spinach is that spinach is a healthy and flavorless addition to any smoothie. So I said you won't taste it. They promise you. Try blending 1 cup of spinach, 1 cup grated carrots, 1 banana, 1 cup apple juice, and ice. Wow. Sounds like that could be a pretty good smoothie, right? What you guys think? Coming in at number 10 on the list of the 10 healthiest foods on the planet, the last and final food is another one of my favorites, beans. Yes, beans are pretty good. So it says that eating a serving of, it looks like lima beans, beans, peas, and lentils 4 times a week can lower your risk of heart disease by 22%. So beans, peas, and lentils are all in this category. And it says that same habit may also reduce your risk of breast cancer. So ladies, it seems to be a very, very, very good food for you guys, as well as men. But definitely for those who are looking for breast cancer prevention, it says that the darker the bean, the more antioxidants it contains. And one study found that black bean hulls contain 40 times the amount of antioxidants found in white bean hulls. So there's that. So if you didn't know, now you know. The number is still 347-838-8622. That again is 347-838-8622. Press button number 1 if you want to talk, and we will open up your mic right away. If you didn't know, today's topic is healthy living, healthy eating, and we're also talking about GMOs, herbicides, pesticides, chemtrails, toxins. So we're looking at healthy living, healthy eating, and some of those terrible toxins that we have to keep an eye out for when we're purchasing buying our food. And we're also looking at quality foods that can really, really help us in a variety of different ways in improving our lifestyle, because we really want everybody to get the best out of every day by having the right foods, right? We don't want to be impaired in any way. So another thing we have is 16 ways to eat healthy while keeping it cheap. Now, for my frugal people in the world, or my living by the balling on the budget people, this is definitely for us. You know, obviously it says that eating healthy, here are some of the benefits, that eating healthy lowers disease risk, increases productivity, gives you more energy, and makes you stronger. So it says that you probably think eating healthy is expensive. I'll be honest, it is. But there are tricks to spare your savings account and keep it low cost. Here are 16 ways to eat more healthy while keeping it cheap. So the question that they ask is, what is healthy food? What is healthy food? And that's a great question. Before we start, let's define healthy food. It consists of protein, the building blocks of muscles needed for strength, fat, a balanced intake of omega-3, 6, and 9, veggies, all kinds, especially green, fibrous veggies, fruit full of vitamin, water, 1 liter per 1,000 calories you expend, and whole grain food, oats, rice, pastas, you know. So on with the tips. It says, number one, switch to water. Yes, switch to water. The writer says that they drank a huge amounts of soda daily for more than 15 years. Then they started strength training and switched to water. It's healthier and it's cheaper. Yes, I would agree. Number two is consume tap water. Check the price of water on your tap water bill. Now check the price of bottled water. Quite a difference, isn't it? So why are you buying bottled water? Cleaner? Not necessarily. Better taste? No. Simply a matter of adaption. I think also, if you have some of these water filters, I would personally recommend is looking into source different types of tools that will help you not only filter your water, but to ensure that you get the highest quality of water coming from your tap, because unfortunately you never know what's in our rivers and lakes and so forth. So I personally wouldn't go on just tap water. That's my opinion. I would look for different types of filters to add on to make sure that you get the best quality of water and that your water is filtered and guaranteed to be cleaner than it was before you opened up the tap. It also states that bottled water companies get their supply from the same source you do. Municipal water systems, it's like selling ice to Eskimos. In their opinion, if you don't trust the quality of tap, in their opinion, filter it yourself. That's what I was saying. I use a Britzer pitcher, $7 filter, cleans 40 gallons of water. So they use Britzer. I personally recommend. There are some other brands I don't have off the top of my head at the moment, but there are definitely some other supplies that are a lot more effective, I'll say, than the consumer level of Britzer. There's some tools out there that you can connect to your entire water supply, and it will filter out all your water. collectively instead of, you know, one jug of water, so to speak. And I would recommend you do the same thing for your showers and your baths, so that your water, the water that you clean up with, is filtered as well. That's just me. That's how I like to do it. But hey, you do what works for you. At the end of the day, do what works for you. Absolutely, I agree with Antoinette. You know, filters, faucets, get it all. No, number three, they say eat eggs. Yeah. This is their list, not mine. He says that he always eats eggs at breakfast. He says that they're full of vitamins, high in proteins, low in price. But believe the eggs and cholesterol myth. Thank you. I'm glad he said that. Dietary cholesterol is not balanced to blood cholesterol. What to make? You want to make it cheaper? Buy a chicken. That's funny. At five, he says, get whey. Yeah, whey is pretty good. The cheapest source of protein, $70 for a 10-pound bag lasting 4 months. Nothing beats that. Use whey in your post-workout shake to help recovery. He also recommends tuna cans. I personally don't recommend anything in a can. I personally am anti-can. I don't recommend anything that is placed in a can, because the can can rust and the toxins in the can can be transferred over to your food. That's why when you go to places like Aldi and some of these other smaller stores where you can get cans for like 10 cent, 5 cent, 20 cent, and so on, it's a bargain in price, but it's expensive to your life. So decide whether you want life or you want, you know, toxins. Yes. So it's optional. It's optional. If you like cans, hey, go with the cans. So they suggest, the article writer suggests, that you take tuna cans. Tuna is cheap and contains as much protein as meat. Alternate tuna with eggs, meat, and whey. You'll easily get to your daily amount of protein. Number seven is, of course, buy frozen veggies. Buy frozen veggies. Now, I like fresh veggies personally. I like to buy it fresh and possibly freeze it myself. I believe it's cost effective. And, you know, you can chop up your own veggies, farmers markets and places like that, where you can get some of the best and the highest quality of stuff is great. I just opened someone's mic. I have no idea who it was, but you press button number one. So, caller, your mic is open.
Good afternoon.
Just
how are you?
Good. Is this Les?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Les?
And you made a great point. I'm doing great. Made a great point there. And you're talking about that protein. You're talking about this healthy eating. And let me ask you this question, because I have to ask this question. Before we became so politically correct, constantly correct, folks were sitting back and pretty much eating what they wanted. We didn't have the problem that they are now perpetrating, as high blood pressure and all of these different things. And I'm just asking, I just wonder, is this another propaganda that the American public or the American propaganda machine is putting upon America? Because we were doing fine. And I just wonder if anybody ever thought about that.
That is a great question. I just opened up the next caller's mic too. That is an excellent question, and there's another article that actually touches on that I'm going to get to after this particular one, and then I want to share my personal opinion on it, but I think that's an excellent question. The next caller that just pressed button number one, I wanted to let you know your mic is open as well, and if you want to answer that question, feel free.
This is Chef Rob. How you feeling, man?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Chef?
Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but I just heard a little bit, and what I just heard from this, and that last part you talk about being health conscious, correct? I mean, it still were a lot of foods that we were consuming way back when, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that was still giving us a lot of health problems and contributing to a lot of other problems that we passed on and ruined a lot of the kids' immune systems. So it's good that people do this research and find out a lot of these things are not better for you. Today, people are living better, living longer and better because they are eating better. But the bigger problem is you got a lot of genetically engineered foods that are not giving you the total nutritional value like they were years ago. I don't think we were doing fine. There's also been some studies, especially with the black people in America, that some foods are actually altering their bodies. And some women, it's been found that some women are even becoming shorter. So we were not doing fine. I caught the part when you were talking about the beans, and that's totally true. And you're reading out that list about those beans. The darker the beans, the better it is, the more things that it is healthier for your body. And there's a whole lot of things people can do with that. One dish come to mind is tamales. Like those tamales that's made in banana leaves, not the corn husks, the banana leaves, but you make a black bean sauce to put on top. And black bean sauce can go a long way. People can do a lot of stuff with black beans. One of the things I do with black beans when I just have them is just I soak them in red wine, and you can get a lot of those. It's some antioxidants in that red wine also. It increases that value, the nutritional value for the black beans. You can read that list, brother. It was interesting. I wanted to hear more about it. For me being a chef, I can tell you a lot more about ways to cook it, but some of the nutritional value, and I have to work along with dietitians and nutritionists to go ahead and help out a little bit. So I don't have a lot of the answers, but I have a few.
Yeah, and I was excited. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And here's what I'm going to say about this. Because I was looking at a study, and as a matter of fact, I was watching a documentary about organic food, and a lot of organic food is not actually organic, because there's still pesticides, but we let the FDA regulate what is considered to be approved and what's not approved. Now, I like it natural. I love natural. I grow my own. And I think that's the most natural because I know what I put on it. I know what I do with it. Would you say that truthfully, is organic food what we think it's labeled as, or would it be better for us to sit back and start partaking back into the old days when we did gardens in our yards?
Yes, but one thing you have to do is you got to keep testing the soil first and the whole time you plant it, because there's so much pollution in the atmosphere right now. There's so much stuff that rises, and some of that heavy stuff settles onto the soil and still could affect the foods. So one thing you mentioned, the FDA is bought and sold by these big companies like Monsanto and stuff. So right now, Monsanto in America is basically untouchable. You can't sue them. You know, you can't mess with them too much. There was a bill that was introduced to try to stop people from growing their own food and selling it a few years ago. I don't know what happened to it. I didn't track of it. But they're doing all they can to go ahead and corner the food market, so you come to these big groups who was selling processed foods and a lot of stuff. And even I heard you mention something, brother, about the bottled water. You still have to also be careful by with those bottled waters, especially use those plastic containers because plastic is also made from petroleum. You have to be careful what you put in those bottles. Glass is a lot cleaner, but you can't be, you know, lugging around those glass bottles all the time. So you really have to be careful. I like what you're saying about the filters and stuff because I spent in the Army, I was a plumber and water treatment specialist, so I learned a whole lot about treating water. And you have to go ahead and constantly check the pH balance of that water that you're using. You know, whether you're drinking it or putting it on your body or washing your clothes, even washing your clothes, it can go ahead and give you some ways to irritate your body. So you're putting out some good information, brother. I'm going to have to record
there
this.
There you go, because you know what?
Time.
We have hard water, which here in Michigan, there's a lot of hard water. Even though it's been treated, it's a lot of hard water. And then there's soft water, which is supposed to be. Now, supposed to be. And I'm going to show you a good example of this. If you remember, we were sitting back and a couple of years ago, they were talking about don't eat pork. 3 months after they said don't eat pork, then they come out with a commercial, eat pork. And they're coming up. If you watch the movie on this, watch the movie, they come up with different every day. You see something different about what you should and what you shouldn't do. Now, and I have no problem with that. I'm into healthy eating. I'm into healthy. Matter of fact, my wife sat back and told me the other day, I don't eat pork. I'm leaving pork alone. I don't want it. And I made a ham. She said, I don't want any. I don't mess with it. I said, well, why? Because I'm on a diet, and I can understand that. If pork makes you bloated, inflates you, then don't do it. But yet they've sat back and said that 98% of the diets that are out here are not doing anything for anybody, just like bottled water. Bottled water is only water. Most of it is tap water, and it's not being produced by any natural spring. You cannot get that much bottled water out of a spring when you look at how much bottled water they sell. So are we being bamboozled?
You're being bamboozled, and also the consumption of pork is a myth. All flesh is bad from you. I have never seen... I've been to farms, and if you've been to a farm, you know that just about if you throw something on the ground, every animal will run at it, okay? So all of the stuff that's on the ground, you can go ahead and test what's on the ground and go ahead and see, you know, all of the stuff that's there. But no animal is cleaner than the other. The problem I have when people say they don't eat pork is they're going off, oh, pig is nasty and all this other stuff. Well, most of domesticated pigs are put into a little pen and fed trash to fatten them up. But if you have those wild hogs, wild pigs, that's a whole lot different. They're not eating that. They wouldn't even mess with the stuff that domesticated pigs eat. They're also exercising and running around, running off a lot of those impurities. So the eating pork thing is a myth, because if you ever watch chickens and even cows, you watch any other animal that most people normally consume, they're just as nasty as a pig is. So, you know, that pork myth is based on a bunch of nonsense and just a bunch of nonsense. It just makes no sense that nobody would go ahead and do the real research or go ahead and follow where that food came from, follow where it came, where it was grown and before it got to your table, the whole process. And you'll see that it's just a horrible mess.
And I like that. I like what you said right then, because you know what? Most people don't understand that, look, even with an orange, a fly goes onto an orange, and it does whatever it do. Okay, in the grove. A lot of people have never been on a farm. A lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of things that creep around at night, and they do what they have to do.
Not just at night, in the daytime also.
Yeah, in the daytime, but mostly at night, because most animals creep around at night. They're not diurnal creatures. They're pretty much nocturnal. And so when you sit back and you start looking at all the invasions and all of the different infections that could possibly be spread, is there anything that we can actually say is healthy?
Well, the creeping around at night, I mean, the night thing, most of your growth is going on at night. There are a lot of animals that, like bats, for instance. Bats are good pollinators, okay? Bats are better pollinators than bees. And they're flying around, a lot of bats are flying around at night. So if people go ahead and having this scary thing about nighttime, we should stop doing that. A lot of things are going on at night that are actually helping the environment. Helping get rid of a lot of things. You have to go ahead and look at where you're growing the food, where you're getting your food from. And if you go ahead, you got some kind of garden, eliminate some of the stuff that you get from these stores, because they do spray a lot of pesticides on stuff. They do go ahead and spray a whole host of things that and small amounts can go ahead and give you big health problems. You mentioned something about the oranges. A lot of times what they do is they pick the oranges. A lot of times when they're green. So you're not getting the full nutritional value if they go ahead and they vine ripen. And the taste isn't even a whole lot different. So, if you're growing stuff, keep on doing that. That's the best thing for you. Try to go ahead and get you your own little garden and stay away from the supermarkets as much as possible, because it's not – none of that stuff is designed to go ahead and give you real healthy food. It's just for the companies to make a profit, and they don't really care.
I love it. That's it. That's exactly what I want to hear right there. And I promote that. I tell people, grow your own. It is time. Get ready. Do it. Grow your own. That way you know what you got, and you don't have to worry about what you're given. And several reports have come out where in local grocery stores all around the country, they have been selling bad meat, bad vegetables. They turn them over and flip them. And so it's up to us to sit back and be aware. And I'm so glad you got this show going on today.
It doesn't take much. Here's another thing to go ahead and help you make sure your food's a lot healthier, and especially when you're eating vegetables. Dr. Claude Anderson is pushing for his the fish farming thing. Well, you can do that on a small scale in a small space, and you can do aquaponics where you're also growing your vegetables on the top and have your fish at the bottom. Or go ahead and have a system where the water's recirculating, so you know exactly what's going on there. Now, always keep you the test kits to go ahead and test for the pesticides and keep the water pH balance at zero, so you don't have to worry about a lot of nonsense going on right there either. Because a lot of that stuff go ahead and helps increase and feeds into growing those cancers. Everybody has a cancer tumor in their body, but a lot of these pesticides and these chemicals help make that stuff come out and just tear you off. But there are a lot of foods that you can go ahead and consume to go ahead and fight those cancers and fight a lot of the problems that the body has. The body can heal itself, but when you're in this atmosphere, because they're constantly spraying stuff, and you're constantly going in these different environments, even the chemicals you have to clean your home can go ahead and have adverse effects on you. I think it's some of these so-called energy drinks some of the energy drinks, even Gatorade. I gotta look it up again. I'm gonna start looking it up, and we can talk a little bit later. But it's one chemical that's in there is the same as rat poison. So I had a discussion at this one restaurant I was working in. They were going ahead and changing the menu, and what they were doing was they were going with some little bit more processed foods, because we were cooking everything, and I'm totally against going ahead and bringing in all this processed food. I train, I've got a lot of experience, but now you're going to go ahead and get stuff where we just reheat and serve. And they said this to go ahead and to keep things uniform. Well, it's not going ahead benefiting the customer because the stuff you're bringing in has these dyes and these preservatives and all this other stuff. A lot of those things contribute to you going ahead and having other health problems, you know, kidney disease, diabetes. It also contributes to going ahead and making you a diabetic. And there's a lot of things that those processed foods go ahead and get you and start affecting the body and tearing down the body's immune system, so you can't fight off all these diseases. And the people who make out the most are the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. They're also, the pharmaceutical companies are working hand-in-hand with some of these big companies like Monsanto, and Monsanto has a big R&D, a research and development lab, and they know what's going on, but it's all to make a profit. They don't care. I don't see how we can go ahead and continue on this route without even questioning what you eat. But a lot of people seem to think, well, I'm full. So they're not thinking about the long-term effects of what they have. We need to think about the long-term effects about what we consume.
What if I sit back and say, you can eat anything that you want to eat as long as you do it in moderation, and you sit back and balance your diet to a point where you're not eating too much pork, you're not eating too much beef, you're not taking, because the greens, we need the greens. All greens and vegetables and stuff like that we definitely need, and we're not doing that. We are not doing that for some reason. You know, it's just like when I was a kid, spinach was a no-no to me, and I don't know why. I don't even know why. I can't even say why spinach was a no-no. And I, to this day, I still don't eat a lot. I don't eat greens. I don't eat collards, mustards, turnips. I don't mess with them. Every now and then, maybe once a year.
That's bad.
And I know that I need those. How important are these vegetables in our dietary system?
Yeah, you know, I could go on and on about it, but they're extremely, extremely important. The consumption of meat is bad for you, period. Okay, you should go ahead and have your plate when you cook your food, and that's another thing. It's cooking and the process you use to cooking. That's a whole other thing. But what you cook, you should go ahead and have more vegetables on your plate and less starch. Okay, starch go ahead and has a lot of problems. But a lot of the vegetables, you need to go ahead and consume more vegetables in your diet. And a bigger thing is, the more you have them raw, the better they are for you. Okay, so
yeah.
A lot of times people go ahead and overcook them, and I can't believe you don't eat greens. That's wild to me, man. The greens, collard greens, all of these have so much benefits to the body, man. You need to throw that idea out your head like that's bad. Start programming yourself to go ahead and eat these green vegetables because it can go ahead and prolong your life and have you living a lot healthier lifestyle. I was working with a lady a few years ago. She since passed. She had kidney disease. And so I was working with her to go ahead and to help change her diet. And it was working, but she still went back to her old habits, fast foods, you know, going ahead and getting something on the run. And that is what eventually tore down our kidneys. And let's not, you know, we can go into this later on, but let's not go ahead and throw out the window that also eating those kinds of foods, eating vegetables, but you can't leave out the fact that you still need to do some kind of exercise because that helps burn off a lot of impurities also.
Definitely. Agreed. I agree. And you know, that's something that has been taken out of our society for some reason, and they know why.
You might so.
They have taken exercise away from us.
Well, you know what? You know the biggest thing?
It.
You know, check this out real quick.
Gentlemen,
you know,
good afternoon.
What's up, Beasley?
Yeah, all right. How's everybody doing today?
All right.
Great.
If you go ahead and look at and you buy if you bought a salad versus going ahead and getting a bag of chips and a soda, the bag of chips
is cheap. The soda is cheap, but the bag of lettuce is gonna probably cost you maybe $5 when that soda and that bag of chips, maybe a burger, is gonna probably cost you $1, $2. So you know you gotta look at what's going on and then go ahead and pay attention. Now, food is really not that expensive. But these people are going ahead cornering the market and making you think you need to go ahead and have this stuff. So you're going out buying all this other stuff. Even I'm in the chat room as a guest, and there's a thing right here. There's an advertisement right here for pizza. If you went and did the analysis, broke that down, and did the food cost for every item, itemized every item on that pizza, man, it's really really cheap. A hell of a lot cheaper than what these people. They tell you get you a $5, maybe $5, and get like a large pizza. If you broke that down, you see that the cost of it is a whole lot less. I mean, I know a lot of people don't have that mechanism to go ahead and grind up wheat, so you might have to go ahead and get that. But the other ingredients you can pretty much make on your own if you want to go ahead and make a pizza, and it's a lot healthier for you to go ahead and have a homemade pizza versus these things that they go ahead and put all these chemicals and these preservatives.
May I share something?
There you go.
Yeah, I love greens.
There you go.
I make greens now. I swear to God, I make them better than my grandmother and my mother.
It's important.
Beasley, wait a minute.
Know this.
Hold on, Les. Beasley, I'm a chef, and I never say I'll do my mother and my grandmother.
Well, you want to know something? Well, you know what? Maybe because I haven't had theirs for many years, but I'm going to tell you how to make greens. And I know some of you may know, but let me tell you how I make them, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't use pig anymore. I like turkey necks. Mm-hmm. Turkey necks have meat on them. Smoked turkey necks. Of course, you can use other things, you know, hocks and that. But I like the turkey necks or maybe a turkey wing. And you simply put some water in the pot, fill it up about a third of the way. Season the water with some salt, some garlic salt, some pepper. I used to clean the greens myself, but now I just buy the bags. The bags are about $3, roughly about $3, and you can get collards and mix. And you let that water cook with the meat in it. Let that water cook for like an hour and a half. Let it simmer low on an hour and a half, and then you pour the greens in. Oh, and an onion, excuse me, an onion and some garlic, usually like one whole onion and some garlic. And when I cook them, I just don't make a little bit of them. You know, I'm going to make three or four or five bags, because then I've got vegetables and greens. And you know when it's cold, and it gets much colder where you guys are than where I am, but when it gets cold, there's something about the smell of the greens cooking in the house. It's really a good feeling. It's almost like baking a cake. When you bake a cake in your house smells like a bakery. But the greens, it gives me a good feeling just having them cooking. So after I let them simmer for like an hour and a half, I put the greens in. I stir them up and I let them cook for another hour and a half, and then you've got greens, and you've got good greens. It's about cooking.
And you know what? Like I say, I cook greens. Don't think that I don't cook greens.
You cook them
greens.
You cook them the way I cook them.
Oh, I cook them pretty much the same way. I don't put the onions in
because
my mother don't like onions, so I don't. I do what she needs to be done for her.
Okay.
I'm not really a green person, and that's my thing. I mean, I'm just not. I get into mixed vegetables and everything else. I'm just not into greens. So
I love
respect
them.
That. Okay.
I love them.
It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with you loving them. I mean, I have nothing against a person that loves greens. My mother loves greens.
Yeah, I love greens as well.
I really love them, and I like having that.
I'm not against greens.
All right.
I think that greens are great. I like broccoli.
Let me show you something real quick, okay? Because a few years ago, to promote my catering business, what I did was I was setting up in different places, and I was doing a cooking demo of collard greens. Okay, so I didn't cook them as long, Beasley, because I think you cooking out a lot of vitamins and nutrients. But the thing is, I made the greens and I made them with different sauces. and I made it with different stuff. And I didn't even have I had some turkey, and I used a little bit of that. I used smoked turkey, and I used the turkey leg. And I did a lot of this stuff in front of everybody. I sauteed a lot of stuff in front of everybody. Well, two of the dishes that I did, because I did it with about five different sauces. So two of the things, collard greens was the base, okay? One of the things I did it with, I cooked it with smoked fish and shrimp, okay? That kind of took everybody back. It's like, ugh, fish with greens. But when they ate it, people kept coming back. And I did that, with also a coconut sauce. Then I did another one, and I sauteed everything in front of everybody, showed everybody what was going on. I did another one with a slight peanut butter sauce and a cashew butter. And I showed people, hey, look, these are – greens is something that, hey, like our ancestors had brought over here and go ahead and show – they wanted to go ahead and have that connection back in Africa. And there was another green vegetable that was over there that they were using. It's a kale that they use and different spinach and different types of green vegetables. But I used that to go ahead and show you that greens can go ahead and be versatile. I also used the collard greens, which I had cooked a little bit longer, and I took I minced up some of the turkey ham, and I also took the greens with some goat cheese and put it into some wonton wrappers and made these dumplings, and I fried those and boiled those and threw a coconut sauce over those. And you can go ahead and be real versatile with greens. You can also take the greens and just blanch the whole leaf and then roll that up with different minced meats and stuff like that and steam them. So there's a lot of different ways you can use
instead of making grape leaves, those would be green leaves.
Green, like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that, I can mean, I can,
you know, let me
I
ask you, let me
like
ask
that.
You this, let me ask you this, because you're an expert, and you seem like you're very knowledgeable on it. See, because I like to steam my food. I steam my vegetables.
It's the best
I
way.
I steam a lot of my food.
Yeah.
I don't sit back and I don't fry. I bake opposed to frying with my meat. I sit back and like I said, I steam my vegetables. What do you see? What's the difference nutritionally by steaming or just cooking?
Yeah, when you steam them, you maintain a lot of the nutritional value. That you keep a lot of the vitamins and nutrients in it when you steam it, okay? But when you boil everything off, a lot of times people don't realize that you boil a lot of stuff and that lot of the juice, you come out better if you took that once if you boil your greens or your vegetables and take that stock that juice and pour it into a glass and drink it. That way you don't lose no nutrition. Because you don't want to lose them vitamins because they help go ahead and help your body ward off different diseases. And a lot of stuff that's in those, right now I'm kind of drawing a blank, but greens help you a whole lot internally, a whole lot. You know, I can't stress how much they go in and help you a lot. Like, here's something else. I've come across people who go ahead and make greens and put okra with it. So, okra is one of those things, man, that's thrown that people would not even mess with it because, hey, it's slimy, this and that. But if you pay attention to it, that's one reason they use okra in gumbo, because it helps thicken and thicken the sauce. So if you want your greens to a consistency where you can go ahead, it's not as watery, you know, you can go ahead and use some okra to go ahead and have a decent sauce. Maybe go ahead and throw in some kind of, you know, flour or whatever you want to make, a roux or whatever. But okra has a lot of high nutritional value also.
Okra was
something else that was brought here to America.
But
from
cooking
Africa,
that okra
from
is a different
well.
Story. I don't normally mess with it. My grandmother made it all the time. She would make something she called she called it gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a traditional, like, New Orleans gumbo. No, we were tomatoes and corn and okra,
yeah,
and onions. She called it gumbo. But the Creoles also make okra gumbo, which I probably prefer to the filet gumbo. One thing I wanted to add, because I see you guys got a lot of information to share. Now, the same way you cook those greens,
mm-hmm.
you can cook black-eyed peas. When the lady taught me that, my folks didn't teach me that. But the exact same way, I'm like, are you serious? So I can make greens and black-eyed peas or some other kind of beans. I like white northern beans or them navy beans or them baby limas. My grandma used to make them too. Man, I love that shit. And you cook them the same way. Now, those greens with some of the baby lima beans or, you know, one of those little white beans or black-eyed peas and a little piece of chicken or something like that, you're doing good in my book. And I live back there with you guys where it gets freezing cold. That heats your house, too, and it smells good. That's a good thing. It's beautiful being black.
I'm gonna throw a dish at you with the that a lot of the West Africans use, particularly the Nigerians, because that's how I learned this dish. It's called mai mai, right? And what they do is they take the black-eyed peas and they soak them till they're relatively soft, so the skin's gonna come off, and then they wash them through their hands to get the rest of the skin off. And what they do is they put them in a processor. Okay, and they put in tomatoes and some seasonings. And then what they do is they form those black-eyed peas into little cakes. And then they steam that. Dude, you talking about something that's good and it's real simple. And it's good. And once you put it on, I like the way they have it when they go ahead and put it on a plate with the egusi stew with the different green dishes that they have. Man, that is
awesome. Egusi.
I don't even know what a goosey stew is. What's a goosey stew?
That is fantastic.
That is a fantastic dish.
That is a fantastic dish.
Let me show you something.
Me, myself, I'm a black-eyed pea and rice man.
Yeah, and they love black-eyed peas and rice.
My grandmother said she was 19 before she had a meal without rice in it.
That's cool.
And, you know, my mother doesn't prefer rice, but I'm a black-eyed pea and rice person, and I can sit back and I can make black-eyed peas, and my mother will eat the black-eyed peas, and she don't really prefer the rice on there. Me, I'd have to have the black-eyed peas and rice just to make it a full meal. But that's just me. I mean, that's me.
Let me help you, Beasley. The egusi pretty much refers to the melon seeds that they use. Okay, and a lot of people don't know this. You know, one of the reasons that people of African descent, Asians, a lot of us eat a lot of watermelon. Watermelon helps increase your fertility, whether you believe it or not. Okay, and if you pay attention to the people who are going ahead and having these watermelons in these areas, because watermelons don't really grow in a lot of areas, especially Europe, it don't grow well in Europe. They would take the watermelon seeds, dry them out, and grind them up, and throw that with the greens, and a lot of times they'll use like the stockfish, the smoked fish, or the smoked turkey or smoked meats. And man, that's awesome with some fufu. That's some good stuff.
Oh yeah. I mean, we talk about
that ain't goofy.
Or that Ifo Roro.
Woo. Oh yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
We talking about some good stuff.
Yeah, I know
stuff,
about that. You're talking my language now.
But it's a whole lot of stuff. See, everything comes back to how you go ahead and grow it. Everything comes back to how you grow it, so you go ahead and get, so you don't lose nothing. And that's something that we've gotten so much on the run. We're so busy. We got to do this. So I'll go ahead and stop at McDonald's. I'll stop at this fast food place. And not realizing that quick fix is what's giving you can give you some long term health problems.
Now let me ask you this question. What is the deal on overcooking? Because like I said, we talked about a bunch of great dishes, mm-hmm. and a lot of times we overcook here in America.
Yeah.
What would be the proper way to prepare it if you're preparing it?
To prepare what? It's certain dishes. I mean, let's say you're
preparing a conch salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with conch.
My father's people come from the Bahamas.
Jamaica.
Right. Well, they got in the Bahamas.
The shellfish.
Right.
So, I mean, just preparing and prepare, even if you're preparing lamb,
mm-hmm.
or you're preparing a villa,
mm-hmm.
if you a veal, let me put it like that, veal. If
mm-hmm.
you're preparing anything, what is the, you know, because a lot of times, and I've heard this said, and I've been watching this, a lot of times our stoves do not regulate the proper temperatures. What is your take on it?
I'm trying to get your question quite right, but you're basically talking about overcooking?
Well, I'm just talking about cooking in general.
Okay.
How
you
do we know. Sit back and
Okay, check this out, Les. Here's a good, real good example. If you pay attention to, like, Chinese cooking, okay, and a lot of times when you go ahead and you get the stir fries and stuff from Chinese cooking, a lot of times you go ahead and you see the vegetables, you can't go ahead and pick them up with your fingers and they just smush right through. A lot of times you go ahead and grab that broccoli off that plate and you put it in your mouth and it's got crunch to it. Basically what they do is they wash the broccoli, get it to us where it's bite-sized pieces where a lot of times you can eat it with chopsticks, and they blanch it, then they'll go ahead and stir-fry it into another dish. They don't almost never go ahead and cook those things for hours and hours. No. It's basically having it if it's raw, close to raw as possible, so you can go ahead and get your system together, get your digestive system together so it grabs all that stuff and comes right out the way it's supposed to.
And you just answered. You answered the question.
Right.
You answered the question. You know what? Let me ask this, and something that we don't understand a lot of times, that we overcook.
Mm-hmm.
We overcook our vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We overcook a lot of our foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sat back and said something right then that really put something out there for everybody. Overcook your food. Because when you lose the greenery of a broccoli, you've overcooked it.
Mm-hmm. True.
Is that correct?
You know what yes. Here's the bigger problem. A lot of people, because going through what I went through, and you got to go, when you go through culinary school, you got to read up this and that and do all these, oh, man, it can kind of be mind-boggling. Some culinary programs, you know, it's like going to school down to be a doctor, because you got to learn the different cuts of meat and all this other stuff. We had to do that also, but you got to learn what these things are. When you go ahead and during the cooking process, you should go ahead and try to, like I said, just try to go ahead and get it as raw as possible, close to that, because otherwise you're cooking out a lot of the vitamins and nutrients again. You know, you try to go ahead and consume stuff raw, but people don't like to go ahead and have things raw. You can't go ahead and push a salad on a person who's been eating meat all his life. It's hard for them to do that. But they don't seem to realize that, hey, look, even with today's, you know, the meat market, when you're dealing with meat, a lot of these meats are coming from these commercial farms, and they don't care. They're pumping them full of steroids and antibiotics and all this other stuff, you know, just to go ahead and fatten them up. Right now, I read a report a few years ago on how chicken, they said that chicken takes almost 2 years to mature. But they got chickens now where, hey, look, after 18 weeks, it's full grown. So how can that really be healthy for you? And what is it, you know, and they don't really explain to you what it's doing to your body. So when you go ahead and cook it, then the cooking process you have, a lot of people are cooking, and they have never really been taught, you know, these certain techniques. Yeah, but they go ahead and just trying to do what they can just to eat, okay? And it's real. It's kind of simple to go ahead and find some of these places that go ahead and give you some cooking lessons for maybe like $30, maybe $50 for that one session. And one session to go ahead alone will give you a whole lot of stuff to go ahead and that you can work with so you can cook better.
There you go. And you know what? Something I want to sit back and say, and I'm glad you said that, because you know what? A lot of these chickens are pumped up with steroids.
Beef too?
And we have to recognize that. Something else that you can do, and I'm glad you talked about the cooking lessons. Most of your local hospitals have a dietitiary program that is given free.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what city you're in, what state you're in, they have it, because I know we have it here in Michigan, but I believe it's everywhere where you can sit back, you can get involved, go into some healthy living, healthy eating, and healthy environmental things that we can get into, because it is important. It's so important. And I'm glad that you brought this subject up today, because it really, it is right on point. It's right on point.
You know something, Les? Here's something that I saw recently. I went to go ahead and talk to a friend of mine who's running a hospital, he's in the food service in the kitchen at a hospital. And as I walk through the kitchen and I'm going to his office, we're going to talk, I'm seeing all these boxes from U.S. Foods and all this other stuff. And again, I asked him, I was like, man, y'all don't do no more cooking? He said, man, they changed everything in the hospital now. Now, this is the place where you're supposed to go ahead and get better. You know, you're supposed to go ahead and get your, eat better. And the dietitian will tell you how to eat. But I think it turns to a point where it's like, hey, man, you people are lying and somewhat, being hypocrites, because you got a lot of processed foods here. I watch them have these burgers, right? The burgers come in pre-cooked. They're frozen. All they do is go ahead and just throw them in the oven, heat them up, and throw them onto the bread. I watched them with they had the mashed potatoes, and the mashed potatoes got different they got like food colorings and a few other things in there. They had a gravy they put on that, and this that really made me sick, because I was like, man, gravy is so easy to make. I mean, just some roux, you take a little stock. And maybe some cream or some milk, and you got a pretty decent gravy. If you need to go ahead and color it up, there's a few other tricks you can go ahead and do to it. But you don't need to go ahead and get this stuff that you got in a bag and some powder and you add water to it. And they were doing that. And I kept asking them, I said, hey, man, with that stuff you're making, what is it doing to the patients, people who already got messed up systems already? And he couldn't even answer
them up.
I couldn't even go ahead and begin to tell you. He said, man, right now I'm just going ahead trying to wait to get out of here. The brother's a few years older than me. He's telling, I'm waiting to go ahead and wait till my date so I can make that age so I can retire, because they changed his whole system. And it was crazy. And I just don't understand how you going to go ahead. These people are going ahead and settling for this. And this is going to go ahead to me. It's just going to go ahead and make these people, this immune system messed up. They came in for one thing, where they're going to be coming back to the hospital to go ahead and fight another problem. And it's just keeping the hospital in business and the pharmaceutical companies in business. And it's just crazy.
We have to understand that's the nature of the beast. That's the business they're in. They are forced to be that way, because any time you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning to sit back and cook, for how many patients you have in your hospital, how come you can't sit back and give the real deal? But it's not about for the hospital. They're when they get from the top to the bottom, they got to look from the top to the bottom. Whatever the top tell them, that's what they do.
Yeah, I understand that. But
it's a shame. It's a shame. It's a challenge.
It is. It's crazy. And something else, when I met this brother, he helped me get me one of my earliest cooking jobs. Okay, and he taught me a lot of stuff. He was crazy as fucking drunk a lot of times, but he taught me a lot of stuff. He taught me a lot of secrets about baking. I went to see him, and they're not even baking in this place. So he said they used to bake over here, they don't. So when you go ahead, when you leave from off this show, I want you to just go ahead and grab a loaf of bread. Go ahead and pay attention to that price, and then go ahead and pay attention to that little thing that the FDA said that they got to have that little ingredients part there. some of the words you can't pronounce, and then look up some of that stuff just on the bread alone. Oh my goodness, it's crazy what those things can do to you, and it don't take much to go ahead and bake bread. It's just these companies are making more money. I mean, I don't understand how it got this way, but they're going to these other big places like U.S. Foods and Gordon's and a bunch of few other these distributors. And I don't understand how they got these contracts to do that work with these hospitals, and no one's really challenging, you know, what they're feeding their loved ones because it can
go
ahead and
eat them.
Well,
let's put it out there like it is. It's a racket. It's a racket.
Right.
It's a racket, and what they are doing. They are making people unhealthy.
Yes.
It pays for people to be unhealthy more than it pays for people to be healthy. It's just like crime pays.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not deny the facts of what it is, because it is what it is. We know for a fact, that unhealthy living pays more.
Yes, it does.
Because I can sit back, I can now promote all these diet plans and all of these systems, and they, like I said, 99% of them do not benefit anybody, and I stand by it. I will step up to the plate. I will tell anybody that. 99% of your diet plans are not going to benefit you.
No, because, look, like I said, the same companies that go ahead and help them develop these different foods, and they also work in hand-in-hand or part of a group
that include
a pharmaceutical company or they're pretty much the pharmaceutical companies or these drug making companies, you know, like Monsanto is to me the world's corp.
A heck of a corporation there.
Yeah, I see
the biggest corporation in the world.
Yeah, because they also in the making bombs and other chemical weapons for the military. But
yeah.
I think it was France, and then another place, and it was a few places in Europe and a couple of places I think in Africa. And I was looking in the chat room. I didn't know this about the Mexican farmers or got together to go ahead and get rid of help keep Monsanto out. But Monsanto is bought and paid for in the U.S. Obama signed something, man, I think it was early this year, to go ahead and make Monsanto untouchable. And Monsanto has come out with, and I think the Mexicans got really ticked off because it's been on the market for a few years. Monsanto was part of another group to go ahead and to put certain things into the genetically altered corn. Now, the Mexicans eat a lot of corn.
Right.
And they put something in there, and one of the chemicals was going ahead also messing with people's bodies to go ahead and to emulate the HIV virus.
Right.
It's just that no one wants to challenge Monsanto here because Monsanto is making a lot of people money.
Well, you know, there was a challenge. There was a challenge several years ago. Matter of fact, there's a documentary that anybody can look up.
I saw it.
On YouTube. And there is a documentary that talks about the corruption of Monsanto. They polluted a whole community. Came in, told them.
Countries.
Yeah, but what they did is they came into a community. And what this documentary talks about is how they came into a community and had the community believe in one thing, and then corrupted all their crops
mm-hmm.
and spread
yeah.
them around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like you said, now Obama has signed in, because he didn't have a choice. And we have to realize that. He didn't have a choice on it. Because if he didn't sign it in, there would be even more repercussion. And we have to sit back and recognize that, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you, just like this healthy living thing, it's good. it's good. We need to start living healthier. We need to start going back. But here's my thing. Go back to some of the real old remedies.
Right.
The
right.
old remedies.
Right.
A lot of people don't know. You can take a dose. You can take a tablespoon of mustard,
mm-hmm.
put it up under your tongue,
mm-hmm.
and it'll reduce high blood pressure. A lot of people don't understand that.
Look,
a lot of people don't know that.
Let me show you something else. Check this out. You were talking about your garden, right? When you do your garden, you got to pay attention where you get the seed from. They get a lot of seed banks out here, so you don't have to deal with Monsanto. Monsanto has a patent on seeds.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So if you go ahead, you grow something on your lot of land, Monsanto can go ahead and grab a little piece of that product, whatever you're growing, and they can take it back to their lab and go ahead and see, okay, well, this is our stuff. You owe us money because you use our seeds without our permission. So,
but you know, wait,
check it out. In that documentary was talking about, when that documentary was talking about, there was a farmer in that documentary who had sued from Monsanto. They took everything from this guy. They took his land and everything.
Yes.
Okay? And I think there was another guy, and this was in the U.S., there's another guy that had his farm. But it was not too far from some property that Monsanto was going ahead and using.
Right.
And some of the stuff blew onto his land. And they took his farm away. But that guy, if you go ahead and you do the follow-up to that guy, I don't remember what his name was. I think his wife had committed suicide because they had lost so much stuff.
Yeah.
Monsanto is ruining a whole lot of lives. And something else. One more other point. Let me show this. One thing that I grew up with, I have not taken a cold remedy in years because growing up, the only thing that I was given was just fresh ginger. Fresh ginger knocks out the mucus. Fresh ginger go ahead and help reduce your fever, and it does a few other things. But we didn't go ahead and have that, and we didn't have a lot of them NyQuil and a bunch of other stuff that a lot of people grew up with. Because some of this growing up, for me, it was like, you know, people have all these, Father John's was one of the ones I remember seeing at a friend of mine's place. We didn't have it. My grandmother had got on my mom's butt, and my grandmother told her, hey, don't give them kids that stuff because it's messing them up. My mom thought we always had colds, but come to find out, we had allergies. And my grandmother kept telling us, see, you're ruining their system by trying to give them these other things. So my grandmother just came over with a bag of fresh ginger, and start giving it to us, and we immediately, and we had teas with it. Immediately, we start feeling a lot better. We were not going through that stuff. To this day, I'll eat fresh ginger root. My sister just grabs it, and she eats it. She feeds her kids. My sisters do the same thing. It's a lot better for colds and other stuff. Leave all them other things alone.
I'll go a step deeper than that. My grandmother sat back and told us, for a person that got asthma,
mm-hmm.
you find an oak tree,
mm-hmm.
and you put a nail where that person's height is, and when they grow over that height, the asthma will disappear.
Mm.
And my brother, he did it. We did it. It worked.
Mm.
Doesn't have asthma to this very day. I mean, you know, it's so much stuff. But I tell you, this is great stuff that you're putting out here because, you know what, we got to sit back and expose these folks.
Exactly.
Processed food ain't good.
We've gotten too much involved in going ahead. Like I said, you know, you're in a hurry, you want to grab something, go. I wanted to go back to that. I wish we had put that list in your chat room about those foods with the antioxidants.
Okay. It's in the list. It's in the chat room. It's the top one. I could put. It's the 10 foods on the planet. That is that list. The 10 healthiest foods on the planet.
Man, a lot of them. Let me see. All right. Yeah, man. These things,
I just did a thing from Real Talk Kiff, and I put some healthy foods out there, and I've got some people that sit back and have been through some things. But anyway, you know, I sit back and I say to myself, and I ask myself, and I say, you know, see, now I'm fortunate. I am fortunate enough to be able to allow my body, and this is what I tell people, you got to listen to your body. What is your body telling you? Some things your body tell you that are not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get heartburn, indigestion, anything like that, your body's letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like your car. It's almost like your car.
How much of a part does ignorance play into this? Because we love what we love and we want what we want.
Well, in my opinion, I don't think it's ignorance that plays a bigger part. I think it's going ahead and it's the living a certain lifestyle and fantasy and stuff. And we're bombarded by so much other nonsense, we can't go ahead and see the forest for the trees type deal. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
And that's ignorance. That's ignorance, because ignorance is no more than just sitting back and ignoring what you know is going to hurt you. See, when I say ignorance, I'm not saying it in the sense of a bad sense. I don't want anybody to think that that's a bad sense.
It's not.
Because we can be ignorant on a lot of things.
Right, true.
But ignorance is just ignoring what your feeling, your body, your being is telling you.
Right.
And that's ignorance.
And we
need to get the real definitions out there, because with food. I mean,
right.
It's a lot of folks. I watch people that are sitting back, they got diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But they sitting back and still trying to feed themselves sweets.
Let me give you two foods real quick, okay? People with diabetes, when my mom was diagnosed with diabetes, she's diabetic. I immediately ran to go ahead and start finding different foods to go ahead and help combat that, because I didn't like, you know, she got to have insulin and all this other stuff. So I found two foods. There was a bunch of others, but two foods that I know she didn't mind having. String beans. And it almost don't matter what variety of string beans you have, but it's also said if you have it in its rawest form, it's better. String beans, and then there was eggplant. That could go ahead and help repair the pancreas. And a lot of people don't want to go ahead and consume that. A lot of people don't like eggplant because they just never had it. And I can't stand when I hear people say this. Hey, I asked a person, you like this dish? No, I don't like that. Well, you ever had it? No, I ain't never had it. So how you know you don't fucking like it unless you had it?
Right.
You know, that freaks me out. And then also, people with high cholesterol. Hey, what's up, man? Hold on a minute.
Hey, man, great conversation y'all having.
What's up?
It's enjoyable. I've learned a lot. I just wanted to say, about the vegetables, you know.
Let me make
this point.
Hold on. Another food I was trying to bring out, avocados. There's a myth about avocados, a big myth, and it's silly and it's nonsense. When I had the one restaurant, I was doing catering a lot to pharmaceutical reps. And one of the pharmaceutical rep told me this. He said, hey, look, man, you know, he came into my house and he's going ahead and making his payment, and he came in with a bag of avocados. I say, hey, what's going on here? He said, hey, man, you know, you got to keep these avocados. My cholesterol is up. I was like, but avocados have all these different fats. He said, no, research the fats, monounsaturated fats, saturated fats, there's different ones. So The avocados can cut that bad cholesterol in your body by 48%. He said if a lot of people knew that, it would go ahead and stop all these different drugs that's on the market. People would put a lot of a lot of these places out of business almost because they're constantly pushing that to go ahead and take these different drugs in place of avocados. Avocados, and you have to consume an avocado for at least, in order to go ahead and see some real results, for at least several times a week for at least 30 days, and you will see results when you go ahead and do that blood work. Okay,
and a lot of us
don't want to go that extra mile because, like, oh, it's green, it's that. Taste it. Go ahead, put it on.
Well,
find some different recipes.
What? You said something right there. I just want to jump in here. That extra mile.
Right.
See, because it's the extra mile that's going to keep us living a little bit longer. Even though we know that people are living longer now than they ever lived before.
Mm.
We have more elderly people than we have young people.
Yeah.
But you know what? Talk about that extra mile, man. Tell the young people about this extra mile.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you talking about food today?
Oh, louder. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said you're talking about food today?
I can't hear you. Louder, please.
Can you hear me now?
Louder.
Oh, no. I'm not going to go louder. I'm playing with you, Chef Rob. Don't even crack. Well, I have a question, which I always do. Do people supposed to eat to live or live to eat?
What do you think?
That's why I asked the question. Your answer might be different from mine.
People should do what they think is what they want to do. If some people want to live to eat and be 400, 800 pounds, that's their choice. If some people
Cloud Nation, mind make my comment real quick? I stepped in. I wanted to make my comment real quick before Mr. Ted stepped in.
Oh, sorry. Before me.
Yeah. Yeah, before Mr. I just want to say great conversation you're having. And Chef Rob, hey, how you doing? Yeah, Chef Rob, he was no, I wasn't talking to you. Chef Rob said a good thing about the vegetables, and as our community, traditional cooking them greens for hours and hours and get a little crunch to it, and basically you're taking all the minerals out. I don't steam my vegetables all the time. I do half and half. I may be in a mood with it with broccoli, but you need to steam them. When I get frozen vegetables, I don't get canned. I mean, I have some just. I only have canned just in case of emergency, but we hardly never open them. And when I think they go old, I just go in, donate, and get more.
I'm not finished yet. Hold on, Chef Rob.
I'm not finished. I listened to you for a whole hour. I'm just okay. I just want a couple comments. And you're right. I mean, you have to steam. I see. Even when I broil, even when I get frozen back, I still don't boil my vegetables that long. I still have that crunch. So that crunch sound is good. and when it comes to the vegetables. Now, when it comes to the meat, I understand, you know, don't overcook your meat because you're going to take that flavor, but I don't want no bloody meat. You know, dirty stuff like what black folk eat, pig's feet and all that stuff, I know y'all don't like it, but you better cook them things long. You know, some things you better do, right? I mean, so some things that you have to do, but I agree. You know, you don't overcook your food because you're going to take something out of you. I don't want no bloody meat. But you're right. Now, I just want to say something. See, it's really hard even for a vegetarian because just to stay away from meat. And I know it's supposed to be healthy and to each his own. You know, I see vegetarian, they eat a lot because, you know, if you look at the animals, the cows, they eat grass. They eat all day long. And a lot of vegetarians, they eat all day long.
Yeah.
But if they have animals, if a vegetarian has an animal, that pet food, that dog food is their thing. So they're contradicting themselves. So I'm saying, is it a vegetarian diet for animals?
No.
Because that dog food and that cat food is dead animals. Look it up.
Yeah, so, it's true.
Can I speak now? I was just teaching my grandson how to make rolls, and I taught him how to make cinnamon rolls, and I taught him how to make three different rolls today. That's what I was doing, the reason why I didn't get on the phone. So when you talk about bread from the store, if you made it yourself, you didn't have to worry about it. And you know the almond flour is good too. For people
almond flour is good.
almond flour is for people with ailments. But if you don't have any, and the oldest lady on this earth in the United States is 116. She said she ate everything she wanted to. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with her mind, and she's just a clear minded as she want to be.
Almond
the only thing
milk
she didn't do was drink.
Almond milk, you ever had that?
Yes.
Almond
soy
milk
too, but soy is not really good for you.
You know what? Did you hear what Dick Gregory said about soy milk?
Yes,
soy
I did.
I was, you know what, and I didn't think about it. Soy, basically what he said was, how can you take this plant, this thing here, and you can use soy for a whole bunch of stuff. He said they're using it in parts of cars and fabric and all this other stuff. Then they tell you you can eat it. How can that really be healthy for you?
But cinnamon is a great thing for people with their diabetic. If you cook with that instead of salt, it'll do you good.
Yeah, that,
and green tea is
too.
Also good for cholesterol.
Yeah,
I always tell
yeah.
my kids' friends that they were my guinea pigs because I tried everything my grandma did. That's how they grew up. And they didn't go to the doctor that much. We really don't take medication. Because you give me some medication, I'll go home and eat me some yogurt for my problem instead of taking an antibiotic because yogurt is that too. Anytime you go visit a restaurant, you should eat a teaspoon of plain yogurt after you leave, and you have never worry about food poisoning. Never.
Well, I don't know about that.
I know. I said if you eat a teaspoon of plain yogurt.
I had something called Shigala just working in the place, and then I was sitting there. I had to go ahead and sample the place. It did a number on me. And what we were doing was I was making Alfredo sauce, and they had a new distributor for the cheese. And so I wanted to go ahead and taste it and see if it'll go ahead and work out where it would go ahead and melt real well. Come to find out that this one place that they had got the cheese from, they was putting a little too much bacteria in their cheese to help it age better. So that bacteria did a number on me. I wound up going ahead being in the hospital on IVs for almost 4 days.
Yeah, some people's bodies are allergic to food, some different seafoods and different type of cheese and stuff like that.
What kind of sweet rolls are you making? There's a regular one, and then there's like a rich one.
One that I've been trying to get for years, and my friend sent me the recipe for the cafeteria where we were going to school that I've been trying to find for years, and she sent it to me, and I was experimenting with them today, and they came out perfect.
The one that I like to make when I make cinnamon rolls, I like to use a whole lot of butter. I cream that butter with the sugar. I use milk, and it's a process. But if you got to go ahead and cool it off, it's actually the recipe. When you go ahead and start the recipe, it's going to take a whole day because you got to get the dough ready to go ahead and work. And if you go ahead and try to work that dough and roll it out when it's fresh, it won't go ahead and. It won't act right. It'll just be mushy and all over the place. Mm. So it's one of those things where you got to go ahead and let it cool off so you can work with it. It's sort of like taking butter. If you go ahead and let butter be soft, you can't roll it out. You can't do too much with it. But if you go ahead and let the butter go ahead and cool, you can roll it and do it, create little shapes and do all kinds of stuff with it. So I like sweet rolls versus that one that they have in school. I know the one you're talking about in school, but the one that they had a long time ago
before you were born.
Well, I ain't gonna go back that long, babe.
That's the rolls that I've been looking for. But anyway, Chef Rob, have you ever heard of bread starter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's better or than the bread that they eat today?
Well, I don't.
It's natural, and it doesn't have all those chemicals in it.
Yeah, well, I have kind of a problem. Because you need that machine with that, too, don't you?
You need what?
You need a machine with that, too.
No, you don't need a machine. It's just like making regular rolls. Mm. You just take a piece of the starter out and put it in and do it the same way you would do rolls. And you pass it on to somebody else, make it grow, and then you pass it on to somebody else. That's what it's called, starter.
Mm. Oh, okay. Like doing like sourdough. Okay, I had the wrong thing in mind.
Yeah.
I had the wrong thing in mind. Apologize.
And I know what I cook with is sometimes I use meat and sometimes I don't. Because when I do my kale and my collards and my cabbage together.
Your mic is open.
And I also sometimes I do the smoked turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just do the onions because you don't always have to cook with meat.
Let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask you a question because you mentioned your smoked turkey. Anybody here go ahead and smoke their own turkey. Anybody ever, I mean, smoke the meats, and not just like the smoked turkey for Thanksgiving. Smoke some other meats that you can go ahead, because smoking is a good way to preserve
my
food.
My brother has smoked fish.
What is it?
He smokes fish. In fact, he makes his own lox.
And they have his own lox.
You dip it in a brine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a brown salt thing. And, he smokes lots of things.
They have electric smoker now, that just like the one that you would, like, put the charcoals to. Now they have the electric one that you can just put in and let it smoke.
See, mm-hmm. I brought that up to go ahead. Let me tell you a real quick way to go ahead and smoke your meats. I'm giving you some inside techniques and some inside tips, so you don't have to buy, because the smokers can be expensive. You can take your aluminum pan, right? All right. Put your wood chips, or you can get the finest grain of those woods, smoked woods, whatever you want to have, hickory, apple, cherry, any mesquite, anything, and you throw that into the bottom of that aluminum pan. Okay, this is something you're gonna do in the house. Okay, you put a rack there. A lot of times I like to put two racks. Okay, so I put the rack there. After I go ahead and I put that brine to whatever I'm gonna smoke and season it a little bit, and then I'll cover it with plastic. Okay, stick with me now. Cover it plastic, then aluminum foil. I'll put that on top of the stove and put that on low heat. And I got a pretty decent exhaust here. And you won't get that smoke in the house. But when you turn it up, the wood chips will go ahead and start to, they start to burn and smoke. Let that go for about between 5 minutes to maybe 15 minutes. 5 minutes to maybe 15 minutes. You let that cool off. And you take that meat, let that cool off, sit it somewhere. Like when you're doing fish, you let it sit and cool off. You can come back and assume that fish right away. But if you want to go ahead and smoke like chicken or something else, you're going to have to do some additional cooking. But that's a real quick, simple, easy way, cheaper way to go ahead and do a lot of smoking in the house. Because like being here in Chicago, a lot of times I don't have a big elaborate smoker. I do that, and I smoke a lot of meats, 80 pounds of food, 80 pounds of meat, 100 pounds of meat, and I go ahead and I wrap it up, stick it in the freezer, come back and bake it or do whatever, fry it or whatever I want to do.
You use the smoked meat to cook with, or you use for seasonings? Right, okay, because you can season a lot of different things. Do you eat it by itself?
Yes, sometimes I do. And also, that's a real good way to do beef jerky, because once you take it out, when you open it up, because you got to let it sit, because if you open up right away, you're going to have smoke all over.
I've had that as well, and it was real good. It was better than the stuff that you get in the store. You guys never told me what that Nigerian stew is. Egusi, what's it called?
Egusi.
I never heard of that. How do you think you spell that? Get close. Let me try to figure it out and read about what it is.
It's E-G-U-S-I.
E-G-U-S-I.
That's the rice stuff that they eat with their fingers.
No, the rice is
that's
the... No. Wait. Fufu is different. Fufu is made with. It's usually made with the
cassava.
It's a yam. It's usually a yam. Okay, so they got some cheaper ways to do it. And then they got another little thing. Another little something too. This comes in a bag and stuff.
I've seen them do it in Africa. I've seen them do it in Ghana, where they put that. They put it in there in a little bit of water. And they just get to pound it on, it turns into that dough. I don't really care for it.
Got to interject for one moment.
Letting everybody know we're coming up on the last 4 minutes of the show, so we're getting close to that, to the final thoughts portion of the show. Just to let you guys know, we got 4 minutes left.
Let me help you, Maze. I have one question for you. Let me tell you about that rice.
I don't eat rice.
That rice is called jollof, right?
Okay.
And it's a lot of people, mostly on the West Coast, because some people, also on the West Coast of Africa, a lot of them eat it, but a lot of other places like they also eat couscous. But that jollof rice, it's another form of rice pilaf. But this one they like to put in a little chicken, a little shrimp, and vegetables, and it's awesome when made right.
Yeah, I know my African friend eats it with their fingers. I'm like, I don't eat rice, so I'm gonna be eating. How do you do your charcoals when you get ready to grill?
I don't. You know what? I don't buy them charcoals. I use straight wood. Okay, I don't use none of that stuff because if you look at your charcoal, like Kingster or whatever it is, what that is like they go to the sawmills, the one when they cut the trees, they take the stuff that's on the ground, the little pieces of chip, the little woods, and they go ahead and they add, they formulate it and they get it to stick together by using petroleum, by using oil stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. They're almost the same oil that you put in your car, so I don't mess with that.
So how do you light, I mean, what do you put to make the wood burn?
Basically what I do,
a little lighter fluid.
So I don't even use lighter. I don't use lighter
oil.
Fluid.
Right.
I don't. Yeah, yeah. That cooking oil, I'll use some kind of oil. But what I try to start, get a little fire started, and I'll go ahead and I'll keep some kind of fat around, and I throw that fat on there, and just let that thing go from there. Because I don't use none of that. I don't buy lighter fluids. I don't buy them charcoals, none of that stuff. No, I don't have them at all. And it's a nursery. It's a couple of places around where I live. I go ahead and I get I get as much wood as I can, the different types of wood, and that's how I barbecue.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, you know, natural oil you use.
So there's a lot of different. A lot of different things in this agusi soup. It says made with melon seeds. It said people that like this, like fufu, or fufu recipes.
Fufu is that bad. I don't like it when they have it plain. I like mine seasoned, so I'll throw a little.
No, I've had it where they would put I've had it where they put this fish stuff in it, this red fish stuff. Man, it was hot. Man, it burnt the hell out of my mouth. I think they might have did it to me as a joke, like, here, try this. You know, I mean, because it set me on fire. I think, you know, the Mexicans do that when you go down to Mexico. They say, you taco? They say, you want hot sauce? You go, yeah, and they put that shit. That they don't even eat that hot shit. And that shit just burn you. And they just do it just to fuck with you. They'll be trolling you and everything. You go to these countries. You got to be careful. I need to say, you eat it first, huh? I'm too trusting.
Yeah, you eat
this shit first.
Yeah, you kind of have to. But I grew up on hot stuff, so it wasn't a thing with me. Like they'll take like Scottish bonnets and go ahead and make this little salad with it, you know, like Scottish bonnets and like a habanero. And they'll take them and go ahead, and I've had them where we go ahead and cut cut onions real thin and mix the habaneros in there or the Scottish bonnets and throw a few other seasonings with a little vinegar.
I don't even know why anybody needs anything that hot. That shit's too hot.
You know, it's let me give you the history.
Man, them Scottish bonnets and the habanero chilies, man, that shit is hotter than anything ever has to be.
Oh, I got a bunch of them stuff here. But let me give you the history.
And they make me warm just thinking about them. Now, what is supposed to be a hotter chili?
60 seconds left.
Okay. Well.
Real quick, the reason why, one of the biggest things, the hot foods help preserve it, but it was like mostly in places, if you notice, most of the people that eat the real spicy foods, it's where the climate's real hot. Okay, it's real hot. That also helps you cool off because it makes you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the biggest thing for it, okay? And they give their foods a little bit of extra flavor because a lot of people didn't season their foods well.
So when they get acid reflux, what do they take from, you know, the hot food?
Prilosec.
Or you eat applesauce.
Oh.
The best remedy is applesauce.
Maybe some milk. All right, applesauce.
No, applesauce.
Water.
And it'll help.
I haven't had that in a while. Interesting show.
Yes, natural remedies. Things we know what we're talking about and can know for a fact and see what I add and use and test it on people.
I think I have some spinach in there. I'm going to saute some spinach in my wok, cut up an onion, and saute the spinach, put a little bit of pepper and then soy sauce and eat the spinach, and I got a little piece of swordfish I got on sale.
So, well, I listen to you guys. I got to go let my grandson put his rolls in the oven that he put in his pan, and I show how to make a knot and all the different things so he can see how it's going to come out. And I'll just listen to the rest of the show. And y'all have a nice day. Nice chatting with you guys.
This is nice chatting with you too, Mace.
It's nice talking to you too, Mace. Louder.
Yeah, absolutely. Time. Thanks again, Mace.
See how nice it can be.
Anybody
sometimes.
Else have final thoughts?
You know how to sing Amazing Grace?
Yeah, I got a couple final thoughts, you know. Well, no, I just, you know, everybody.
No, go ahead. That wasn't you. That was, I don't want to hear Amazing
cook
Grace,
well.
Dave Beasley.
Everyone cook well. You know, when you go to the grocery store, the market, pick the latest date. Me personally, I pick the leanest meat. I like the center cut. And I guess, Mace, you gotta eat to live. So you have a nice one. Everybody have a nice day.
Thanks. Yeah, you too, Hall. Thanks. Any other final thoughts?
Hey, just say this. You need to watch what you eat. Try to go ahead and get it. Try to go ahead and monitor it as much as you can. Or go ahead and do it. Get as more natural foods as possible. Stop going ahead and buying so much stuff. Try to grow it yourself. And try to go ahead and connect. Connect with anybody who's growing something. Connect with some of the farmers. Because like Les alluded to some earlier about the organic foods, that crap ain't organic at all. Not at all. Okay, a lot of it's a bunch of nonsense.
But what does organic even mean? That it's grown without pesticides? What does it even mean?
You know what? That's what they say, but, you know.
But it's really hard
to
grow vegetables without pesticides.
That's some natural. Well, they're supposed to be natural, but it's kind of hard, too. I agree. It's rough.
But what qualifies something as organic? That's kind of, I don't know. I mean, does anybody know? I don't know.
It's supposed to be without pesticides. Without chemicals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. NIC. No, people are into that. Man, they sure cost a heck of a whole lot more.
Was that your entire closing thought, Chef Rob?
Yes. Thank you.
I was just making sure. I didn't want to shorten anything.
No, we're good. Because I'm about to do almost like what Beasley's doing. I'm going to go ahead and take, I got some broccoli. I'm going to go ahead and saute that. But I'm going to tell you one thing real quick, Beasley. I got some ginger, some fresh ginger, a little oyster sauce, and I'm going to go ahead and do a real good stir fry with that. I got a lot of fresh turkey, and I got these huge shrimp.
Man, that sounds good. You're going to mix them all together and going to have like a turkey shrimp stir fry and mix it all together?
Of course.
Yeah, sounds,
and I love rice.
Did you have final thoughts?
No, I just want some of Chef Rob's food, but I would ask him to taste it first. I would ask him to taste it first because he, you know, he ain't going to burn the shit out of me like them Africans did.
No problem.
Or the Mexican.
Got you. So it's been a great show. It's been a fascinating show. I got to admit, the reason why we even brought this particular topic up is because it's important, and you can see how important it is because a lot of people were giving us real good and valuable information today. And we're going to definitely do a part two tomorrow because I want to get more into the policy side and some of the companies that are fighting against our health, and we also want to talk more about the exercise portion of healthy living, healthy eating. And so we're going to get into it. Part two will be tomorrow, so I hope you guys are coming back. Love and hugs to everyone in the chat room or on the phone lines, and to you subscribers and archivers of the show who will listen to this later on at your own, preferred times. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. I know I learned a lot today. Remember to come back and tune in tomorrow, same time, same BTR channel, and enjoy the rest of your day, you know. And we'll see you back again here tomorrow for Wednesday, Wild Wednesday. So that's it for the show. Show's over. Close the curtains. Exit the building, another chapter in the book. Until we meet again, have a joyous and peaceful day. Goodbye.